In South Korea's capital, two underground trains have collided, leaving dozens of people injured and potentially putting further pressure on authorities who have already been suffering fallout for their handling of the recent ferry sinking. Alistair Wanklin reports.
One subway train rammed another at an underground station in Seoul. Emergency workers searched for casualties. Local media said authorities were slow to advise survivors what to do. Like in the ferry sinking, South Korea's president apologized this week for the initial response there. At a port on Thursday, parents of the missing high school pupils mounted a protest demanding swifter action in recovering bodies. But on Friday, authorities said divers are now suffering fatigue, and several have been seriously ill with decompression sickness. Divers say the water currents are so strong it's difficult to swim, even though there are now ropes to guide them into the ship. Meanwhile, a video recording, apparently found on the mobile phone of a 17-year-old boy who died, shows him and his friends laughing and joking as the ship began to capsize, unaware that it would sink. The ship's crew is heard repeatedly using loudspeakers to tell passengers to stay indoors. Many of those who did became trapped as the ship rolled over. The father of the boy released the video, saying he wants the world to know what happened. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin reporting.